We have a list of the top Halloween candies. And I'll say a lot of these on the list are, they go way beyond Halloween. Like everyday candy.
There's my personal favorite isn't even on the list. So,
well, then you're weird.
I'm probably weird.
Because there seems to be a theme as far as a flavor of a candy, a type of candy.
Yeah.
There seems to be a theme in this top 20 we have. Or it's actually a top 19. I don't want to give it away. We want to hear your favorite candies, and I'll tell you where yours falls on this list. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Also, while we're still going through the show, we have a half hour left. We have Alicia is turning Danielle into a zombie mermaid right before our very eyes.
Ooh.
Yes. This is very, very crazy. It. And if we have enough time, she's going to turn Anna into something not even Anna. It's going to be crazy, right?
It's not even going to be Anna anymore.
It's not. You nope. may.
I don't want to scare myself.
You may scare Michael Myers. It's not going to happen.
I don't think that's possible.
It's not going to happen. This guy's so scary. once again, our Facebook page has his Instagram link, or our Instagram does also, right?
Is this your
does.
Day job? It's a, of course
it,
you don't answer.
He doesn't talk. He's Mike Myers. Ugh.
Is this his day job?
I can't. Look, I don't know. I've never talked to the guy.
Is this your day job?
Oh, now you're going to treat him like he's a foreigner? Is that what you're going to do?
Just not.
Howie Mandel used to have that joke.
Busy about.
Howie Mandel, back when he actually did stand up a long, long time ago, when he wasn't blowing rubber gloves up over his head, he had this joke where people talk slower and scream at foreigners like they're going to understand it better. So you walk up to somebody, you're like, excuse me, I'm looking for the Empire State Building. And they go, you go, I'm looking for the Empire State Building. Like, you're going to go, oh, okay, yeah, it's like three blocks out on the left. Like, it just doesn't work.
Can I tell you what I did in Thailand one time?
Ooh, it was a girl with a ding dong?
No, not a girl, not a lady boy. But it was this Asian dude. I went up to him and I was like, can you tell me where this is? And he's like, I'm from San Francisco. So you don't have to do that. But he was Asian. He got me.
Greg Fitzsimmons, who was in the Cowhead Roast, actually stole the show at the Cowhead Roast 4 years ago. He was talking about on his podcast. He said that too. He goes, you know, sometimes you're racist and you don't want to be. Like he said, it was an Asian.
Sometimes you're racist, you don't want to be.
He said it was an Asian lady, an Asian lady and an Asian man sitting next to each other at the airport. And he's like, so where are you guys heading to? And the guy goes, I don't know her. That's so funny. Your favorite candy, Anna Hummel.
I think it's obvious because there's a right answer here.
Okay.
It's Reese's. It's got to be Reese's.
What kind of Reese's? Because I have variations on this list.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to just go with the traditional Reese's peanut butter cup.
Reese's?
Cup.
Peanut butter cup. That's what you're going for.
Yeah.
Where do you think the Reese's peanut butter cup falls on our list?
Oh, it's got to be top three. I'm going to say number one.
Yes,
hell yeah!
You're correct. That is also my favorite ever. Oh, bitch, yeah. You better eat that peanut butter cup, Mr. Man. Oh, he gonna kill you! Eat that peanut butter cup before he kill you! Ryan Adams?
While I do enjoy a Reese's peanut butter cup.
The peanut butter and chocolate.
It's fantastic. It's a very good combination.
Anna, did you like my peanut butter and chocolate cookies?
Hell yeah.
Did you see I just threw in gratuitous almonds for no reason. I was like, look, I got almonds.
So good. I love nuts.
I know you do.
When it comes to Reese's, I am more, I like the pieces.
Penis.
I like the pieces.
Oh.
I like the Reese's pieces.
That's your favorite?
Okay. That's not my favorite all time. When it comes to Reese's, I prefer the pieces.
That's
over
cool.
The cups.
Yeah, we get that. What's your favorite goddamn candy?
Sour Patch Kids all day, homie.
Ew.
If I want chocolate, I'm going Twix or Kit Kat, which happened to fall in the top five.
Hold on. You can't say something as white as Sour Patch Kids and then say homie afterwards.
Sorry, dog.
Don't do it. Sour Patch Kids is on the list as you go down. It's not in the top 20, but it is number 22 on the list.
Yeah.
Trash ass.
Anna, you don't like them at all?
I do, but they're not. Come on. That's not quality.
They're good for 1 second. As soon as the sour's gone, it's just a nasty sweet thing.
What about that with Sour Patch Watermelon, though? The watermelon slices?
I've never had those. Are they good?
They're fantastic.
Neat. Number two on the list. This is what I say. There's variations of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. This is really the same thing. Reese's Miniatures. It's just a little peanut butter cup.
Just a snack size.
It's not enough.
Get them in the bag.
Yeah, but you just eat the whole bag.
I know. I like the peanut butter cup because I know one, I know two, and then that's enough.
Now, they have the different holiday versions of the peanut butter cup, and I'll say this, they're different because the chocolate to peanut butter ratio is different for all of them. You have the Christmas tree. You have the pumpkin during Halloween, and then you have the egg during Easter, and there's a heart during Valentine's Day. God, I'm fat. That's how I know this stuff.
Yeah.
Which one do you think is the best?
What shape?
Yeah, because they're different.
Sorry, we have the egg, we have the Christmas tree, we have the turkey. What do we have?
There's no turkey. There should be, though. There's a pumpkin, I believe. Yeah, like a Halloween.
I'm going pumpkin.
No. Ryan Adams?
Christmas tree.
Hell no. It's the Easter egg one.
Oh, okay.
Always so good. It's so good. You know what I do? I put a whole Easter egg Reese's peanut butter cup in my mouth.
But.
No, my mouth. Oh. No, my mouth. That's weird that we would say that. And then I take a Cadbury egg and I put it in my mouth.
Butt.
No, my mouth.
Sorry.
I'm supposed to dump you there, I think.
All she said was,
"Yeah, I don't like it. Don't say it again."
She didn't.
No, you're making me talk in my neurotic old Jewish man voice. Don't do it.
That's my uncle.
Starburst is 13, and I'm a fan of Starburst.
What are you doing looking at the list, cheater?
I'm sorry. Are we not all looking at the list?
What color Starburst do you like?
Yeah. Oh, pink. It's pink all day.
Of course it is for him.
You know.
It's pink all day.
All day or day.
Pink is the color of my candy.
Anna, you a fan of pink?
Hell yeah. It's the best one.
You like Starburst?
I like chocolate. I'm a chocolate kind of gal.
Number three on the list is the big old fat, juicy, greasy Twix.
I'm okay with that.
It's okay. It's all right.
Do you remember whatchamacallit?
Yes, those were pretty good.
Those
were pretty damn good.
Whatchamacallit's on my list. So
okay.
Yeah, it's way down there, though. Like, it's way below Swedish fish.
I've never had 100
Swedish
grand.
Swedish fish is trash.
It is trash.
It's everyone goes crazy over it. I don't understand why. It's just like red plastic.
Is it considered gummy or a taffy?
Considered grossy.
It's a gummy, but it's trash.
We got David G on Twitter says, you can't say something as white as Sour Patch Kids and then say homie, and he quotes me. I guess he's very happy with my statement.
I am wearing khakis, David G.
Always.
Khakis.
Reese's Pieces, number six. Really just a variation of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Reese's Stuffed with Pieces, number eight.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I want that in my mouth.
Okay. Peanut Butter M&M's are number nine. By the way, they're amazing.
They are pretty
good. Oh, yeah.
Have you had the peanut butter and jelly M&M's?
No.
I didn't know those existed.
Oh, they do.
Shut your face.
So good.
Both of the peanut butter and the jelly is in the middle?
Oh,
yes.
I got to find these.
Might be my favorite M&M ever. Like, really
good.
Game
changer.
When I lived in Vegas, they have an M&M store. It's huge.
I know. I've been there.
Has hundreds.
And the Coca-Cola one, right?
Yeah. It has hundreds of flavors. And you go in there and you could get like a bag of whatever you want. Like, mix them and match them. And yeah. But you can find the peanut butter and jelly ones here sometimes.
Johnny, I think we have a Dead Mermaid completion.
What?
Why don't, Daniel, slide up into the camera shot?
Yeah, get up in our DMs here. Wow, that was fast. Dude, that is... Ooh,
that is
she
pretty
dead?
Impressive.
That mermaid dead? She got bit in the face by a shark. You better swim, mermaid. That shark gonna bite you in your goddamn face. Oh, I told her to swim, though. Danielle, if you can talk, come on up there. Wow, that's gross. You have a hook in your face? What is that going on?
Yeah.
I don't think she could talk.
There's going to be pictures on the Bone Facebook page.
I got to say, Danielle, I know you can't really respond too well, but I think you're still beautiful, even with the chewed up face. It's a very good look for you.
Appreciate it.
She can talk a little bit.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought she was
She was freed.
Like an injured fish.
Never mind.
Shut your mouth. You shut your dumb mouth. Oh, I'm going to get y'all fired again.
Really, you can't do that voice?
I guess. I don't know.
What are we doing?
Y'all going to HR tomorrow.
I can imagine them replay this whole show at Celtus.
It's a movie theater voice. What?
Okay,
I told you when I did it was an old white lady.
What are we doing at night?
Whatever they want. Yep.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.